Tanzania. Turning to Tanzania. We thought it seems to be the country that has the tightest visa. I should say it's the most difficult to get visas from Tanzania. And by the time we got them, we had to organize our time because we weren't all there the same length of time. And in order to have a full-blown time in Mozambique, only Dr. Swift got over to Tanzania. And again, we have projects from the December trip in those areas that I mentioned, and then he was able to add projects in healthcare. Again, teaching at the Faculty of Medicine, biochemistry, clinical chemistry, pharmacology, ophthalmology, anesthesiology, ear, nose, and throat, and cardiothoracic surgery. They also need medical statisticians and a coordinator of a small data center analyzing questionnaires and other medical statistics that come in. They also need a medical librarian, both to teach basic library organization skills to their staff there and to help in the use of a computer that they already have maintain that library information for the medical staff. What articles are available on malaria in Southern Africa or on this birth defect or whatever. By the way, as an aside on that, when we were in Tanzania back in December, we were asked by the medical staff at Itsamafco for current articles on malaria, on this one that I just mentioned. And so when we came back, the librarian that was with us hooked up with another librarian in this country, and they ran a data search on all the medical publications. All this stuff is online if you know how to get to it. And they pulled up something like 50 current articles in the last 2 years on malaria in Southern Africa, 50 different articles. And they pulled them up and got copies of them all. And then we Xeroxed those copies, and we took about 5 sets of them and left them at all these various installations and with the ANC in Lusaka. I mean, it was very pleasing for people to see this stack, I mean, literally that big, of articles on malaria and the treatment of malaria in Southern Africa. I mean, it was information that simply would not have been available because they don't have access to that kind of database or the articles themselves. And I think on an ongoing basis, one of the ways that we can be of help, not just by sending volunteers, but is that kind of data researches, I mean, searches for articles on specific kinds of problems, whether it be medical or engineering or whatever. Also in Tanzania, in the area of healthcare, they need a medical photographer. There's no one currently trained in this field, but the unit does have cameras, I hear. They also need a technician to repair slide projectors, overhead projectors, and teach the maintenance of those, a basic audio-visual person. And again, I'm giving you some of these unique ones, like a photographer or slide projectors, because I think altogether it gives you some sense of the breadth of the kinds of projects that are ones that we'll be able to put volunteers into in the coming months and years. Also at the hospitals in Tanzania, same thing, medical equipment repair people. They have sterilizers, autoclaves, dialysis units, dental equipment, EKG machines, and so on, that aren't functioning because they simply don't work. Now, in some cases, it's as simple as an autoclave not having the necessary reagent or chemical that it required, it's required to operate it. But they're not sure how to get it or where to get it and so on. You know, simple things like that oftentimes are the weak link. I want to read you an example, again, an example of the same kind of problems in infrastructure. There's a hospital that was built about 10 years ago by a foreign government. And this is I want to read you 4 lines from their report, I'm sorry, an annual report of this hospital. And this is a quote, Department of Pharmaceutics. equipment and facilities. During this year, the technical, microbiology, and dispensing labs were all in use. However, the air conditioning units still malfunction continually. There are major leaks in the plumbing systems of these units. These leaks have given rise to flooding of the labs, so the air conditioning units must be turned off. Simple plumbing of the air conditioning unit. Again, it's the kind of projects that, you know, volunteers, relatively short term, can do and train someone while they're fixing that particular problem and leave somebody in place who knows more about it.